Diabetes is a condition that many people link to the overconsumption of sugar. But there's new research suggesting that something else can drive up the risk: eating too much red meat or eating too much processed meat, like hot dogs. According to a new study, both can significantly increase the risk of developing diabetes. Here's NPR's Allison Aubrey.
The number one driver of type 2 diabetes is body weight. So the most effective thing that people who are overweight can do to prevent the disease is to slim down. This was the advice that Tim Daly was given more than 15 years ago. His diet back in those days included lots of meat.
I remember Big Macs, French fries. He'd go to a party, hamburgers, hot dogs.
But then Daly says he enrolled in a program to help control his blood sugar, which was elevated. And one of the first things he did was to swap red meat for lower fat options.
A nice piece of fish, a nice piece of chicken. It's not like, oh my God, I gotta have steak.
As Daly started to eat more plant-based foods and cut back on portions, he noticed that it made a big difference. He started to lose weight, and as steak became a once-in-a-month kind of splurge, his blood sugar came back into the normal range.
It's incredible, and you really don't miss it.
So the question that some researchers have had about stories like Tim Daly's is this: how much of the success of keeping blood sugar in check is due to simply taking off the weight, and how much may be attributable to cutting back on certain foods, such as red meat? Frank Hu of the Harvard School of Public Health has tried to answer this question with a new study. He tracked what happened over time when people changed their meat-eating habits.
In our study, some people increased their red meat consumption, other people decrease their red meat consumption.
And what Hu and his colleagues found is that the people who started eating more red meat, on average 3 extra servings per week, of things including steaks and burgers, as well as processed meats such as hot dogs and bacon, were significantly more likely to develop type 2 diabetes.
Their risk was increased by almost 50%, which is really a large increase.
Now, what's interesting here is that this increase in diabetes seemed to hold true even when Hu and his colleagues accounted for the effects of weight gain among the participants.
So what does this mean? It means that there's independent effects of increase in red meat consumption and diabetes risk.
In other words, it seems it's not likely just the extra calories and fat in red meat that are linked to the increased risk of diabetes. Now, there are a couple of theories about what might be going on in the body. One is that eating too much meat can lead to iron overload, which sets the stage for insulin resistance. Physician David Nathan, who directs the Diabetes Center at Massachusetts General Hospital, says the other theory has to do with compounds called nitrosamines.
Our understanding is that especially processed meats include these nitrosamines, which can cause inflammation, which are associated even with some poisoning of the cells that make insulin.
These are the beta cells found in the pancreas. Nathan says more research is needed to understand this. His advice to patients is to pay attention to the big picture. If you like the occasional hot dog, Nathan says that's okay, as long as you're aiming for a healthy pattern of eating overall.
Red meat should be considered in the setting of a balanced diet.
Not something to eat every day, but as people like Tim Daly have learned, something you can enjoy in smaller portions as a treat. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.